Oh, it took a huge fight. While we were involved and the IFA was involved in it strongly, it was worse on the farmers that was waiting on their money out there. There was a large number of farmers out there. I first came aware of it in the clubhouse in Drumahaire when IFA, when we were having our branch AGM. And we've been fighting it since that. Appealed it with the department. They rejected the appeals. Then I was appointed at national level to look after this area. And I went and attended the oral appeals with the farmers. And as I said, pointed out some strong points to them. We pointed out EU law on that. And thankfully the independent oral appeals man seen sense and seen that we were talking, you know, that we had very good valid points.
And what was the EU law there that you referred to?
Well, the EU law there is that if a farmer is not found, if nobody is found responsible and it's under a force majeure or natural disaster, that the farmer is entitled to his aid.
So good news, farmers are going to get their money, their last payments and so forth. The payments will be as normal with no roll-on consequences.
Well, with no roll-on consequences. And the thing that we have to do now at IFA level is, and I'd ask every public representative out there to contact the minister and make sure that the payments is out. It's too late for today, but by next Wednesday that the payments is out in the farmers' bank accounts.
Do you think that's realistic? Will they come that quick?
Oh, well, they pay on every Wednesday, and for months their payment is cleared on that. If the pressure is put on, I can't see any reason why not. They're not doing any much payments at this time of the year, so all they have to do is push the button on the computer and get the payments out to the farmers, and that has to be done.